Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable, and it's Sunday morning. What's going on in New York? With us is Governor David Paterson, and no one better than to tell us what the heck is going on. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm actually up and early. I want to watch a football game at 9:30, so I'm ready.
Wow. Now, tell us, there was a few stories that I was concerned about that in the New York Times on Friday about changing some of the elite public schools that exist in New York. Tell us about it.
Well, for a long time, people have felt that the gifted and talented programs, particularly the ones that start at kindergarten, it's very hard to test those kids to decide who's gifted and talented. So they usually had one test that they took, and it kind of governed where they were going to be educated for the rest of their public school experience. Now, there were some problems in that system, but just like with bail reform, when you go to fix some of those problems, sometimes you can destroy the system. So what is going to happen this year, because Mayor de Blasio wanted to keep the test, he was the one that was against it, but he wanted to keep the test, is that the board that is supervising this overruled Mayor de Blasio, and what's going to happen now is they're going to have a lottery. So there's going to be a lottery to determine who should be in the gifted and talented programs.
That is dumb.
Going to fail miserably.
That is so dumb. I can't believe how dumb that is.
Dumb is a good word because we can say it on the radio. I can have some others that I'm thinking of. The reality is that when you mix the classes so much, the gifted and talented kids are sitting around staring at the ceiling because they've already completed the work. And the other kids are still struggling to try to complete the work. So that's why you try as much as you can to fine-tune the education to the capacity of the child to learn it. What we want to get rid of is the sort of caste system where when you start out that way, you know, you're in the dumb class or the smart class, which is stuff they used to say when we went to school.
Yes.
You don't want that. But at the same time, you don't want a situation where we're never going to have any gifted and talented, bright kids coming out of our schools in America to compete with the kids who are coming out of school from Russia and China. And just as an example of that, when I was in office, I tried to take only four of the 18 state universities and have specialized classes for engineers or the really talented kids in the school. And the legislature really gave me a hard time and wouldn't do it. Thankfully, Governor Andrew Cuomo, who succeeded me, was able to put that into effect.
What else is going on in New York that New Yorkers should know about today, Sunday?
Well, I think that there is still we're looking at the possibility of two new people running the city and the state. Eric Adams this week turned down $3 million of campaign donations, so I guess he thinks he's going to win. And
why would he turn it down? Can't he just keep it in the coffer?
He could just keep it in the coffer, but I guess this was sort of like a good government idea that if you, I mean, I don't know.
Do you think anybody really cares when he says it's good government?
I mean, it's not even good government. It's kind of like charity. It goes back to the city. Maybe he feels he can use it for something else when he becomes mayor. But it was just sort of noteworthy that he did that. Curtis Lee, the Republican candidate, is traveling around the city with a car that says Curtis Cares. He's got some commercials on where he shows himself talking to someone who disrupted one of his press conferences. I thought that was, you know, very effective. So, the enrollment really favors Adams. And he's the likely winner, but that race is still going on. And then, of course, we have Governor Kathy Hochul, who is hoping to stave off potential challengers. And this week, she shut down the governor's $1.2 billion, what they call the wrong-way train, that would operate out of Queens. So, and she also has completed her 45 days, and I wish I had thought of this, she had a 45-day grace period for herself to kind of decide who she wants to work with and who she doesn't. And she has opened the gates and put a lot of the Cuomo people who were enforcing the toxic atmosphere that existed there out of the governor's office. And And so I would say that she still gets high marks. And she made an interesting comment on Thursday when she said that some people couldn't get vaccinated because they were afraid to get on the subways because there's so many people on them that they're more dangerous. That was a pretty brazen and strong comment. It's right. But usually governors don't say that. So I think she had a good week.
Any notables that you made changes in that we would know their names in the last week or so?
Well, her press secretary, who was in the lieutenant governor's office, moved to the governor's office with her. They've assigned that person to another agency. I don't remember that particular name. Larry Schwartz, who had been secretary to Governor Cuomo and myself, is going to step down from his position as the on the MTA board. And I think that in just in the last period, that those are the notables.
I understand. There's a lot of rumors around that Governor Cuomo may decide to run again. Tish James is thinking about running. So many. I mean, Jamari Williams, Mayor de Blasio. Any gut feelings?
My gut feeling is if Mayor de Blasio thought he could get away with it, he would run. But he's going to run into a lot of trouble because many of his campaign promises from 2013 and 2017 were not fulfilled. But he did win the Democratic primaries there. And if you win the Democratic primary for governor, you're very likely to become the next governor. I think that Tish James and Kathy Hochul are both the same age. If Tish James ever wants to be governor of the state of New York, the time to run would be now. Because if not, she might wait 8 more years. And by that time, she's 70 years old. It'll be hard to run for governor at that particular age.
It's now or never.
And with Governor Cuomo, I think that he is going totally in the wrong direction. He's still litigating his case online. He's writing letters to different people. He's sending notes to prominent people telling them who he thinks they should support in certain races. So the idea that he was getting out of politics is certainly not there. But I think what he needs is what they call a moment of reflection, where you have to stop and think about what you did and maybe what you didn't do. And our best examples of that were President George W. Bush, who you didn't hear from him for 2 years after he left, and then he went on the Oprah Winfrey show and took total responsibility for what happened in Hurricane Katrina, and Jimmy Carter, who was very quiet after he left, and then has come back to do a number of things, now at 96 years old, still doing things. You just have to take some time and let what's happened to you sink in, and I don't believe he's doing that.
Governor David Paterson, thank you for everything you've done for our state, all the common sense you reflect. And continue to do that. God bless you, and God bless New York, and God bless America. Thank you.
John, thank you so much for listening in tomorrow when you go back on.